So, you think you know how votes are counted for the House of Representatives, but aren't sure about the Senate? Well, there is a difference. In Senate elections, you're voting to fill more than one vacancy, so the voting and counting the votes are a little more complicated. Let's see how this is done. Firstly, have you heard of a quota? It's the number of votes each candidate needs to be elected to the Senate. The quota is based on the number of formal votes across the whole state or territory, and on the number of vacancies to be filled. Normally, you'd be voting for 6 senators if you live in a state, or 2 if you live in one of the territories. Let's make it easy. We'll elect 2 senators from the 6 candidates. Now, remember how the Senate ballot paper is divided into 2 sections? You can vote either way. To vote below the line, you number the boxes from 1 to 6 in order of your most favourite to least favourite. This person voted 1 for Elizabeth, 2 for Tony, 3 for Sally, 4 for John, and 6 for Dominic. Or you can vote above the line where you simply put a 1 against the preferred party or group. This person is voting for the party listed as Group A. It's a quicker way to vote, but remember the big difference is that it's the party or group that you've chosen that determines the order of the votes, not you. These votes will be distributed according to the preferences of the Group A party.